天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的听众朋友们大家好，您现在正在收听的是天路导向节目，很高兴和各位弟兄姐妹们再次相聚在节目中。我们今天要进行的是献身之福的第四部分，那我跟大家一样，都从麦克牧师的讲道中更多体会到了神的旨意和献身于神的真正含义。是啊，由于我们本身的罪性和骄傲，会忘记了顺服神，会常常想要改变神的计划，和不自觉地将自己的思想和欲望摆在了第一位，而忘记了神。但是神依旧爱我们，他明白我们的软弱，也透过他的爱子耶稣一次又一次地原谅我们的罪。神他纪念我们只不过是从尘土而来，并且将丰盛的恩赐和怜悯白白地给了我们。所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，当我们感觉到软弱和无助的时候，只要靠着神和耶稣基督的见证，我们就一定会在最终得胜。好，那就让我们一起来领受今天从神而来的宝贵讯息吧。
Listening friends,
亲爱的朋友你好。
We are delighted that you tuned in today.
很高兴你收听这个节目。
It is our prayer that God is using this series of messages, the blessings of surrender, to bless your life.
我们求神借献身之福这系列的信息赐福给你的生命。
In our last broadcast, we ended by saying that we often try to improve on God's plan.
在上次节目里讲到我们常常要去更改神的计划。
We left the prophet Elisha, the man of God, having to face the death of the poisoned stew.
又讲到神人以利沙先知正面对着一锅有毒的汤。
The poisoned pot was brought about because someone just had to improve on God's plan.
汤里有毒是因为有人以为可以改善神的计划。
He gathered unneeded vegetables for the pot.
那人在锅里放了不该放的菜。
Let's review the story in 2 Kings chapter 4 beginning at verse 38.
请再看列王记下四章由第38节开始。以利沙又来到吉甲，那地正有饥荒，先知门徒坐在他面前，他吩咐仆人说，你将大锅放在火上，给先知门徒熬汤。有一个人去到田野掐菜，遇见一颗野瓜藤，就摘了一兜野瓜回来切了，搁在熬汤的锅中，因为他们不知道是什么东西，倒出来给众人吃，吃的时候都喊叫说，神人哪，锅中有致死的毒物，所以众人不能吃了。以利沙说，拿点面来，就把面撒在锅中，说，倒出来给众人吃吧，锅中就没有毒了。有一个人从巴利沙利沙来，带着出熟的大麦做的饼20个，并新穗子，装在口袋里送给神人。神人说，把这些给众人吃。仆人说，这一点岂可白给100人吃呢？以利沙说，你只管给众人吃吧，因为耶和华如此说，众人必吃了还剩下。仆人就摆在众人面前，他们吃了，果然还剩下，正如耶和华所说的。
Elisha has told his followers to prepare a stew with what provisions they have.
以利沙吩咐门徒用神所供应的东西来熬汤。
But one of his followers went out into the field and gathered more vegetables.
但其中一人却到田野去多摘了些菜。
Why?
为什么?
Because he tried to improve on God's plan.
因为他想去改善神的计划。
Because he tried to improve on God's provision.
因为他想去改善神的供应。
We all love to improve on God's plans.
我们都爱去改善神的计划。
We often try to intrude on God's purpose.
我们常常想去干扰神的旨意。
We often want to modify God's plan for us.
我们常常想去修改神在我们身上的计划。
Now, so far, we see famine in the land.
在目前为止，我们看见那地有饥荒。
But God is making provision for his faithful servants.
但是神为他忠心的仆人供应所需。
Now let's look at the rest of the story.
现在再看看这故事还说些什么。
It will show us a picture of ourselves.
那将显露出我们自己的真相。
So far, the pot of stew is boiling on the fire.
那锅汤一直都在火上滚着。
Now let's look at verses 39 and 40.
现在让我们看看第三十九、四十节。
It says, one of them went out into the field to gather herbs.
那儿说，有一个人去到田野掐菜。
Now, my listening friends, it only takes one person.
亲爱的朋友，就只要有一个人。
One person with the spirit of control written all over their face.
这人脸上显出支配欲。
One whose ego is always tripping him.
他常自以为是，但却害了他。
One who could not stand the way God used Elisha to supernaturally provide the stew.
他不能忍受神用以利沙行神迹，煮了那锅汤供应他们。
One who wants to feel just as important as Elisha.
他想跟以利沙一样的重要。
One who went out into the field and gathered herbs.
他去到田野掐菜。
There he also found the wild vine and gathered from it a lap full of wild gourds.
他在那里又见到野瓜藤，就摘了一兜野瓜。
Then he sliced them and threw them into the pot of stew.
然后切成块，放进锅里。
Now this man did not know what this plan was all about.
这个人根本不知道这是什么职务。
But he felt that he had to do something to help God out.
但是他认为自己必须替神做些事。
As if Elisha could not do it all by himself.
就好像以利沙一个人做不来似的。
So as they began to eat, they cried out and said, "There is death in the pot."
于是当他们开始吃的时候，都喊叫说锅中有致死的毒物。
This is another way of saying it was poisonous.
换句话说，食物里有毒。
We don't know the name of this person.
我们不知道这个人的名字。
But I think every home has one like that person.
但是我想每个家庭都有一个像他这样的人。
Every church has a few of them.
每间教会里也都有这类的人。
They cannot stand letting God do his work without their help.
他们就是忍不住要插手替神做事。
Controlling spirits do it all the time.
支配欲牵引着他们。
Now the Bible is full of examples of people who had to poison the pot every time God works.
圣经里有许多这样的人的例子，每每毒害了神的工作。
The devil told Eve that if she ate from the tree,
魔鬼告诉夏娃，如果她吃那树上的果子，
she would not be God's assistant, but she would have God's job.
她就不仅是神的助手，甚至可以取替神的位置。
The controlling spirit led her to try.
支配欲又使她这么做。
The sons of Aaron tried to do the same thing.
在利未记第十章，亚伦的儿子想做同样的事情。
They took control of a situation and offered to the Lord what the Lord did not ask for.
他们自作主张献祭给主，是耶和华不曾吩咐他们的。
They poisoned the pot and died before God.
就好像下毒在锅里一样，他们就死在神面前。
In 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 2,
在撒母耳记上第一至二章，
It tells us about Hophni and Phinehas, the sons of Eli the priest.
那里告诉我们说，祭司以利的两个儿子何弗尼和菲尼哈的事。
They took control of the temple ministry from their father's hand.
他们从父亲手上得到操纵会幕事务的特权。
The result was that Israel was defeated.
结果导致以色列人打败仗。
They poisoned the pot.
他们也等于是在锅里下了毒。
King Saul tried to take control of things and offer sacrifice when the prophet Samuel got delayed.
扫罗王想操控一切，在先知撒母耳还没有来到之前，就自己抢先献了祭。
Consequently, he got out of the will of God.
结果他违背了神的旨意。
Saul brought a curse upon himself and his household.
扫罗为自己及家人招惹了咒诅。
King Saul poisoned the pot.
扫罗王也是在锅里下了毒。
In the book of Acts, chapter 5,
在《使徒行传》第五章，
Ananias and Sapphira tried to take control from the apostles and they dropped dead on the spot.
亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉欺哄使徒，结果当场扑倒而死。
They poisoned the pot.
他们在锅里下了毒。
My listening friends, this is very important.
亲爱的朋友，这是非常重要的。
The reason why many ministries are lifeless and spiritless,
许多圣工失去活力和属灵能力的原因，
is because they are controlled by men and women, not by the Lord Jesus Christ.
就在于这些圣工是受控于人，而不是听从主耶稣基督。
There is also much work that is being done in the name of Christ, of which Christ is innocent.
也有很多以基督为名的工作，却和基督毫不相关。
Why?
为什么？
Because it is being done by those with a controlling spirit, not out of obedience to God's command.
因为是出自人的支配欲，而不是服从神的命令。
It is a serious thing to serve the living God in the energy of the flesh.
以血气来侍奉永生神是很严重的错误。
Its inevitable result is death in the pot.
无可避免的后果就是那毒锅带来的死亡。
It is a dangerous thing to perpetuate a ministry or an institution out of self-respect and not to the glory of the Lord.
若为着个人的名声而不是为了荣耀神去维持一个圣宫或神学院，是很危险的事。
What is God's solution to the misery of control?
神如何去处理我们支配欲的后果？
Let's look again at verse 41.
让我们再看第41节。
Elisha said, "Bring me some flour."
伊丽莎说，拿些面粉来。
And he put it into the pot.
他就把面粉撒在锅中。
And then he said, serve it to the people that they may eat, and there was no poison in the pot anymore.
然后说，倒出来给众人吃吧，锅中就没有毒了。
What is the flour?
面粉代表什么呢？
In the scripture, flour is a type of Christ in his resurrection power.
在圣经里，面是预表基督复活的大能。
Christ's resurrection power was a result of the crushing and the grinding of the grain of wheat.
基督复活的大能就如同把麦子压碎磨细后的结果。
The grain of wheat had to be crushed in the mill of the cross before he could become the bread of life.
十字架就如同模仿把麦子压碎才能成为生命的粮。
Jesus is the flour that is thrown into the pot of death.
耶稣就是那面被放进致死的毒锅里。
This is a picture of Calvary.
这是一幅加略山的图画。
There,
在那里，
Jesus' perfect life, death, and resurrection have absorbed the sin into himself and brought us life.
耶稣那完美无瑕疵的生命死了，然后复活，为要承担众人的罪，并且把生命赐给我们。
The poison in the pot, which was brought about by man's effort to intrude upon God's provision.
锅中的毒是由于人为的因素而妨碍了神的供应。
Was neutralized by the bread of life.
却被生命之粮解除了毒性。
The poison in the pot, which was brought about to improve God's plan, was neutralized.
锅里的毒是由于意图改善神的计划，如今毒性被解除了。
So it is today.
今天也是一样的。
The power of the resurrected Christ can deliver us from the spirit of control.
基督复活的大能可以拯救我们脱离支配的欲望。
The power of the resurrected Christ can rescue us from ourselves.
基督复活的大能可以拯救我们摆脱自我中心。
The power of the resurrected Christ can save us from the falsehood of dead works.
基督复活的大能可以把我们从毫无生气的工作失误中救出来。
The power of the resurrected Christ can redeem us from self-assertion.
基督复活的大能可以将我们从一意孤行中救出来。
The power of the resurrected Christ can help us out of our stubbornness and sin.
基督复活的大能可以帮助我们脱离顽梗和罪恶。
Elisha said, bring some flour.
伊丽莎说，拿些面粉来。
He put it into the pot.
他把面粉撒在锅里。
And then he said, serve it to the people that they may eat.
然后说，倒出来给众人吃吧。
And then there was nothing harmful in the pot.
然后锅中就没有毒了。
Because of Christ's death on Calvary.
因着耶稣基督死在加略山上。
We can cry out, Oh, death, where is your sting?
我们可以呼喊说，死啊，你的毒钩在哪里？
Oh, hell, where is your victory?
地狱啊，你得胜的权势在哪里？
But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
感谢神，使我们借着主耶稣基督得胜。
My listening friends, please listen very carefully as I conclude this message.
亲爱的朋友，请你非常仔细地听着我的结论。
When Jesus gave us victory over death and sin, he willed many things for us.
当耶稣使我们胜过死亡和罪恶，他是对我们有所期望的。
He willed it for us to have victory over the consequences of sin.
他期望我们胜过犯罪的结果。
He has willed it for us to have victory over the power of sin of control and self-assertion.
他期望我们胜过支配欲和任性的罪。
He has willed it for us to nullify the poison in the pots of our lives.
他期望我们丢弃生命之锅里的毒。
He has brought about the sweetening influence and fragrance of the grace of Christ.
他使我们的生命变得甜美并充满基督的香气。
And God's plan said,
神的计划是,
serve it to the people so that they may eat.
倒出来给众人吃吧。
Have you surrendered the poison of control to God?
你有没有将支配欲的毒交给神呢?
Have you surrendered the poison of domination to God?
你有没有将霸道操纵的毒交给神呢?
Have you surrendered the poison of dead works to God?
你有没有将死板工作的毒交给神?
Have you surrendered the poison of the tendency to thwart God's purpose?
你有没有将阻碍神计划的倾向交出来呢?
Will you surrender your intrusion on God's provisions?
你愿不愿意放弃干扰神的供应的想法?
Will you surrender your persistent trying to improve on God's plan?
你愿不愿意放弃老是想改善神计划的意图?
Will you surrender your declaration of independence from God?
你愿不愿意放弃想要脱离神要自作主张的意念?
My listening friends,
亲爱的朋友,
Would that our prayer today is that prayer of the Apostle Paul.
让使徒保罗的话成为我们今天的祈祷。
that it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the life which I now live in the flesh,
并且我如今在肉身活着。
I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me and gave himself for me.
是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Amen.
Amen.
感谢麦克牧师的讲道和安详的翻译。是啊，主的爱让我们有了新的生命，只要我们将身体献上，完全的顺服，神的慈爱和圣灵的感动就会完完全全的充满我们。但是我也和大家一样，常常都会忘记了神，常常忘记了说神的本相就是爱。所以只要我们将一切勇敢的交托，遵守神的命令，我们就会在神的爱中得到完全。好，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大赐福给你们，我们明天再会。
说主啊，谢谢你，主谢谢你。
Yeah.